With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been a timeline established for the alleged Brown University shooter.
Investigators are learning more about the death of a man suspected of killing two Brown University students and an MIT professor. Claudio Neves Valente was found dead at a New Hampshire storage facility Thursday night.
And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
But an autopsy shows Valente died 2 days earlier, Tuesday. The same day, MIT professor Nuno Lorero died at a hospital in Massachusetts. He was shot a day earlier at his home near Boston. Valente and Lorero had attended the same school in Portugal in the 1990s, though authorities haven't said why they think he killed the professor or the students at Brown. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Justice Department is releasing some long-awaited files.
The Epstein files have been released, well, at least some of them. The Justice Department on Friday posting several categories of documents to its website relating to the late financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Those categories include court records and other disclosures made under the Epstein Files Transparency Act, a law enacted last month that carves out an exception to many of the laws that had put a veil of secrecy over these court records, grand jury records, and investigative materials from the many years of investigations into Jeffrey Epstein and his longtime confidant and former girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Correspondent Michael Sysak reporting, not all the files have been released. The Kennedy Center has added President Donald Trump's name to the memorial that Congress created for John F. Kennedy. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 183 points, the NASDAQ rose 301, the S&P 500 advanced 59, oil up to $56.65 a barrel. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child has shifted into high gear.
The annual Ministry of Samaritan's Purse has just opened a new 80,000-square-foot processing facility in Baltimore. Volunteers are gathered there to package up millions of shoeboxes full of gifts for kids in the third world sent in by Christians all over the U.S. The goal this year is to hand out 12 million shoeboxes, and the army of volunteers has less than a week till Christmas. The program began back in 1993 and has been growing exponentially. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith-based films are gaining traction in Hollywood with recent successes sparking renewed interest. Angel Studios' animated biblical film David has already exceeded $14 million in pre-sale tickets. The Chosen, a popular drama about Jesus, has grossed over $116 million domestically since Fathom Entertainment began releasing it theatrically in 2023. This is SRN News. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming has announced she will not seek re-election in 2026, effectively retiring after serving a single Senate term. Bob Agnew reports.
On X, Lummis wrote the decision came after what she called difficult, exhausting session weeks this fall, convinced her that she does not have another six-year term in her. She describes herself as a sprinter in a marathon, saying that the required energy no longer matches what she feels she can give. Lummis was the first woman to represent Wyoming in the U.S. Senate. Known as the Crypto Queen, she's been a major congressional ally of the cryptocurrency industry and even chaired the Senate Subcommittee on Digital Assets. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration has urged two railroads to make sure their Mexican crews can speak English proficiently at the Texas-Mexico border. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.